Everyone, good evening.
Good.
How, bless God. My case study this evening is on the rich young ruler and the disciples. And I'm coming out of Matthew to start, Matthew 19, verses 16 through 30.
Amen.
And okay, Elder Allison is putting it up.
Yes.
So I am going to begin to just to read it. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He saith unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The young man saith unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me." But the young man heard that saying and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Well, we can see here that God has a welfare plan for anyone that's following him. But we can see also that the rich man was not going to be part of it. We can see that he was not willing to give up what he had. He was very rich and he wasn't willing to give it to the poor. So he went away sorrowful. But Peter had a question. And Peter's question was, oh, I can't believe that happened to me. I'm sorry, hold on a moment. I hit a button and and it made me lose my scripture. And oh, give me one moment. Sorry, everyone. And if you go down to verse 27, then you see, then answered Peter when he heard what happened to the rich man. Peter asked him, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone, here comes the welfare, the rest of the welfare, because that is part of it as well.
Amen.
And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. So we can see the welfare plan of God. But I also want to go into it a little further. So I want to look at Luke's account. So if you'll turn with me to Luke 18, 18 through 30.
Amen.
Luke shows it even a little bit more.
Amen. What should I do?
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they that heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And as we know, Peter had a question. He said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." And he said, he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manyfold more in this present time."
Amen.
"In the world to come, and in the world to come, life everlasting."
That's good.
I wanted to point out the fact that Matthew's account shows us 100-fold. Luke's account shows us in the present time, right here on earth, we receive God's welfare. It is not when we reach into heaven.
That's so
when
good.
We become his,
manifold
we
more.
Get to see his welfare plan right here on earth. The rich young ruler was laying up treasures, like in Matthew 6, 19, 21 through 21. And it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, or where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is,"
wow,
I will say that again, "for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." We can draw from our heavenly bank accounts, from our welfare that God has given us all the time.
Wow, that's good.
When our hearts are where they belong. which is in heavenly things. Matthew 10:39 says, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So if we let go of all that we think we have, that's when we truly find our life. That's when we get the true riches. That's when we see all God has for us. I realized that the place where Peter and the disciples found peace was in the words of Jesus. In his very words, when he said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive many, many folds in this present time and in this world to come life everlasting. You see, the rich young ruler forsake that. He lost it. Wow. He went as far. His question was, what did he need to do to have eternal life? He walked away from not just the wealthier, but eternal life. He walked away from the riches he could have, which I really believe would have been far greater than anything he had. I really believe that, because you cannot give all you have and outgive God.
Amen.
So I really believe he would have had more and eternal life if he had just been able to let go of what he had. And I just bless God. And what I was seeing in this, when the Lord was first speaking to me about this, I was like, but Lord, he walked away. He did, but then he let me see as I was getting more and more into it. And of course, seeing what happened with the disciples, I could see it very clearly. And you could see where they gained peace. The rich ruler had no peace. He walked away sorrowfully. But the disciples hearing the word, the very word, just as we hear, the very word of God gives us peace. They gained peace and knew they could rely on every word that he's saying.
Amen. Amen.
And they just continued to follow him. And that's my case study.
Wow. Good.
Amen.
That's good. That is so good. So good. You can see where that was really, really powerful, because what you can see here is that when you turn from houses, lands, family, for his name, whatever you're turning from for his name's sake is gaining interest in his welfare system.
Amen.
I mean, that's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Every seed we sow has the potential to turn and bring back 100-fold.
Yes.
In his welfare system.
Amen.
And that to me is really, what it really, really states, Elder, is what it really proves is that if we let go of this world, we will be in the commonwealth of
his. Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
But it is based and it has contingencies based upon the fact that you have to let go of this one.
Yes. Amen.
I think he says it like this. You can't serve God and mammon.
Yeah.
Amen.
Choose one.
Yeah.
Is mammon going to be your way of increase, or is God?
Amen.
So in order to really tap into the welfare system of God, let go of this and receive that.
True.
The rich young ruler couldn't let go. So he was not approved for God's welfare.
Amen.
Think about that. That's true. I know it sounds crazy. When you're on welfare in the natural, you go and apply for it. And you prove that your income, or that you have deficits, or that you might have some type of disability to where you can't produce like that, and you're approved. When you're coming to God's welfare system, he's saying, let go of this one,
yeah,
and I'll approve you for mine.
Yes, amen. Amen. Amen, Lord.
Man, that's good.
Amen, Lord God. Amen.
That's really, really good. That is so good. I love it. That is really, really good.
Amen.
I love it. Man, that was great. Mm-hmm. That was really good. That was really good. Amen. Man, oh man, I love it. Did everybody get a hold of that? Anybody want to comment? This still is more group. And this is to him that hath shall more be given. Anyone want to comment on what they just heard? Excellent job, Elder Donna.
Well, I wanted to just say this reminded me somewhat of your message on Sunday with the rich young ruler, just in his on staying right there with him. Jesus was bringing his disciples. We see that, Mom, that Elder Don, that was powerful. How, you know, sowing that seed, giving up all those things, as was stated, brings us into the welfare of God when we let go of all of those things. That was really powerful.
Yeah. But
looking at the rich young ruler, what Jesus was trying to do was what God did with the children of Israel, because when they were brought out and given their exodus, mm-hmm. they were tied to Egypt.
Yes.
So God was delivering them, not just from Egypt, quote, as slaves, but Egypt mentality.
Yes.
And this is what he was doing with the rich young ruler. Yes. He was tied to his wealth.
Yes.
And didn't understand the wealth, the welfare system that was far greater. There's mm-hmm. a scripture that says, he that had pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he gave, he shall repay. He didn't That's understand right. God's welfare system with his great wealth. He was going to enter into what you, Elder Donna, just described at the end of this chapter, who leaves houses and lands and all of these things shall not receive more in this life. He was going to enter into yes. such a place.
Yes, amen. Amen.
There was deliverance there for him out of that place.
Yes amen.
We're watch this. He would have found a greater trust
yeah.
at the
yeah.
end of it all.
Amen. Yeah.
In
amen.
The welfare system amen. Of yeah. the Lord.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe Jesus told him that he would receive true riches if he would do that. He would gain eternal life and true riches.
Mm.
Both of those are there, and he references both of them. And so he was letting him know, dude, you're wealthy, but if you do things my way, mm-hmm. I'm going to show you what wealthy is. Even in the earth realm, I'm going to show you what it means. I'm going to give you beyond even what you think you have, because you have great possessions. I'm going to multiply those possessions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Amen.
But I love this study, because it really does point to really letting go of the system of this world.
Yes.
In order to qualify, mm-hmm. that's huge. This is massive. In order to qualify for what the system of God's welfare system.
That's so good. That's Amen. So good. Jesus.
And we know that in God's welfare system, not to drag it out, guys, but I don't want to just leave this off. In his welfare system, you're not going to just, it's not just tangible wealth. You're gaining the best yes. health care.
Yes. Yes.
In every regard.
You're Amen. Gaining
family security, salvation for your family. You're gaining eternal life for your family. There's so much beyond what this welfare or what this commonwealth in America has. And it's all about saying, God is saying, can you release this?
Yeah, it's true.
To gain what I have.
Amen. Amen.
The Apostle, you, and I'll say this real quick because I know Elder Allison has to get her time in. I want to say this because what you just said was so profound that it, how much it goes way beyond the riches of this world. You know, Proverbs chapter 8, I think it's verses 11 and 12, it says, receive instruction rather than silver.
That's right.
Yes.
Knowledge rather than choice gold.
That's good.
Wisdom is better than rubies, and all that you may desire is not to be. Come on. And so what he would have found was that there, I believe with every wealthy man, the reason why they go after so much is because of fear of losing it. But when you taste of the true riches of the wisdom of God,
oh, Lord God, I bless you.
You don't even have a 1 ounce of fear.
Oh, hallelujah.
If you have it or you don't, it won't matter, because the true riches is what Jesus was giving, wanting to give this rich young ruler, and said to his disciples the same thing, that when you give him up for me, you won't be fearful.
That's good.
Of what you have.
That's
or good. Don't
That's very
have.
Good. That's very
because
good.
Because you have tasted of me.
That's very
Amen,
good.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
That's
God.
Very good.
Amen.
Elder Allison, I don't mean to reference you here, but this is such a parallel with what you experienced,
mm-hmm.
how you experienced it, and what you shared with me earlier in reference to God taking care of a debt that you had, and mm-hmm. how that you didn't expect it to come in the fashion that it did.
Yes.
But then he showed up like he did in a way that's not really normal for you, because you usually have it intact to where either you earn it or it comes in one way. But God really showed, okay, I'm going to show you this, give you that, give you this. It's not the way that you normally do it, but it's going to satisfy what you wanted in the moment that you wanted it. That's what he just explained.
Yes.
And that really is powerful, because oftentimes we want God to come forth and show us his welfare, because mm-hmm. God has it in abundance.
Yeah.
But sometimes God will bring what you need in mm-hmm. a way that does not, it's very, what word you use, Elder Allison, very unorthodox.
Yes.
It doesn't make carnal sense, but at the same time, he's getting you out of the trouble that you felt that you were in, and then stating to you, stay with me until we can get this completely resolved.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And that's that so is good. A lesson right there. And God, see, this is what he told me. All right. For the and I'm gonna go ahead and say this. This is what he told me. He said, Todd, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. Mm-hmm. If you ever come across a late fee on a bill, but I provide for you. He said, don't you know that the late fee belongs to me too?
Mm.
I said, oh my gosh. He said, listen, while you think you're giving back to the world, he said, the earth is mine. I can use moments where it doesn't
Hallelujah,
come,
Lord.
Where I don't give it to you entirely and take you out of your trouble entirely, but I satisfy your need. And then, there might be some other things that you have to do. It's because I want you to continue to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wisdom, my knowledge, it's far beyond rubies. It's far beyond what you feel. And I'm giving you wisdom on what you're doing to gain my welfare.
Hallelujah.
And then this is what the Lord said. He said, when you gain my wealth, he said, when you gain 100-fold, it's because you operate with me at 100-fold.
Amen.
If I solve your problem and it's not completely solved, but I solve it some of the way, and though it may, you might have to pay this or do that, but I solve your issue. He said, you're flowing in 30 or 60. He said, my welfare flows in measurements.
Thank you, God.
By what measure you meet.
Yes.
And he said, and I'll teach you from measurement to measurement, from glory to glory. And as I do, then you'll operate like my son Jesus at a hundredfold where everything is situated at one time.
Bless God.
He said, but don't discredit the fact that I didn't get you out of your trouble.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Lord.
See, his welfare system, we can't place, in other words, you can't place him in a box in the welfare system of God.
Amen.
You can't put him in a box.
Amen.
Because I remember when he told the widow woman, Daryl, this is something you and mom were familiar with, go and borrow vessels to get the oil, to put the oil into.
Yes.
But they didn't own those vessels. They had to give them back. Those vessels were borrowed.
Yes.
She kept on pouring.
And he kept on pouring. But if the if they didn't borrow the vessels, it would have, where would it go? It would have been a waste.
That's right. That's right.
That's powerful.
So the oil had to come. Then when the oil came, they were probably able to go out and buy vessels that they could keep, return the vessels that they borrowed. But you can't judge how God's welfare system is going to come. That's and right. He's filling you with knowledge and understanding of how it's flowing.
Yes. Amen, God.
Far better than rubies.
Jesus.
Because it gets way beyond.
Way beyond.
Way beyond.
Way beyond.
Just what the world system gives.
That's right. That's
it's right. Way beyond.
Because right. every word he speaks comes with everlasting life. It's everlasting life.
Yes.
It doesn't, it's temporary. Everything here is temporary. Every word he speaks is everlasting. Yes. There's no limit to his wisdom when he speaks. It's everlasting.
It truly is. It truly is. And not to stretch it, but I didn't want to waste this because Elder Donna, your point of view tonight, the way that God showed it to you and how he revealed it to you, it really, really is based on. We know Mark 4 teaches us some 30, some 60, and some 100, some 100-fold. And it's really based on moving and operating in the welfare system of God, his administration. It really is based on your release from this world.
Yes.
Jesus is the best example of being the greatest welfare recipient. Listen to what he says. He says, let the least of you be the servant. All right. Now Jesus became the least and he became, watch this. Hear this revelation. He was the least of them, which made him the greatest recipient of welfare. Welfare is based on how little you have.
That's good.
Jesus had none of himself and received the entire welfare system of the Father.
Jesus.
The more you release yourself and the more you let yourself go, the greater you receive, the more that you qualify for in God's welfare system.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That is
good.
Wow.
Man, oh man, I'm sorry, Elder Allison. I'm gonna have to extend you to tomorrow.
No worries.
Our expanded dominion is in five. We got 5 minutes, and I know you have a bombshell for us.
Amen.
But anybody else want to make any reference to this? Because this is really, really something. And listen to me. Listen to me. Every child of God on this line, listen to me. The more we submit, the greater we are able to receive.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The more we let go,
amen, God.
The less trust we have in these worldly goods. He says here in verse 29, verily I say unto you, there is no man that left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive many fold. This is this one's translation. I believe another translation says, receive 100-fold.
Yes, it does, Luke.
Yes. In this present.
Matthew's.
And in the world to come, life everlasting. God is saying, in this life, I'm going to give you 100 times over.
Yes, yes.
If you're willing to let it go, show me you qualify for my welfare system.
Hallelujah.
Show me you qualify. And I love how peace is connected to this. The peace of God is connected to it.
Mm.
Show me you have peace in the midst of your storm. Show me that you're not trusting in your own financial well-being. Show me that in spite of what you're lacking, you're still not being moved. You're joined to me. Come on now. And you'll qualify for my welfare. And I will take care of you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And you know what I just saw? I saw how Jesus is the initiator of you losing your life.
Yes, he is.
He's the one that initiates you. And not only does he invite you into this welfare system, but he's also at the same time asking you when you receive his system to lose yourself. He's saying, go sell all you have. He's telling him, lose yourself. Come in. At the same time, he's saying, enter into my welfare system.
That's what he's saying.
He says, sell all you have and give to the poor. My welfare system is this right here, what I'm telling you. And at the same time, you lose yourself. He initiated the invitation into not only his welfare, but that of losing ourselves. That's why the Rhema word does that. When we get a Rhema, it causes, you said it, Elder Allison, in your message. You said the moment we are propitiated, we're also leavened. The leaven is removed.
That's right.
That's the losing of yourself. Leaven, yes, is losing yourself. I mean, leaven is when you're in self. It's your own strength, how you see life. But the moment we get a Rhema, it shows us the very person of God where see how we saw.
So good. So good.
But this man walked away because he could only see how he saw his life. He couldn't the life itself. Jesus was initiating through his words.
Hallelujah.
So true. So on point. Listen what it says, guys. It says, who shall not receive manyfold more in this present time? That is a guarantee of God's provisions.
Yes, it is.
In this present time. Mm-hmm. And in the world to come, life everlasting.
Jesus.
Oh,
man, I'm telling you now, I want to qualify as I don't know how it works here really, because I want to qualify for all the benefits of welfare in the kingdom.
Amen.
I want to qualify. Amen. I want the highest level of food stamps. I want the highest level of cash assistance.
Amen.
I want the best insurance.
Healthcare.
I want the best health care. Oh, all right. I want the housing. Oh, God, help me here. I want the best housing benefits.
Talk about
I want the best voucher that says you can get a $650 million mansion if that's what you want. I want the best benefits that the kingdom has to offer. And in order for me to extract that, I'm going to lose house, my house, which is my safety net, my parents, my family, my brethren, my wife, my children. I'm going to lose everything, all that there that I feel is my, Elder Ellison, his one, that I'm going to lose all of my strength of hand.
Strength of mind.
I'm going to lose all my strength of hand.
That's it.
All right. I'm letting all my strength go for the kingdom of God's sake.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it right there.
I'm going to lose it all. I want the best benefits.
But the thing of it is, I'm just seeing when you're letting go of all of that, when you're letting go of your family, It's because you're putting them, when you're letting go of your loved ones, you're putting them totally in his hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're letting them go, but he's taking them and will take care of them.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
He'll even make it so that you can do it, but by him.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You'll be doing it, but you'll be doing it all by him.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
You'll be all through him. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Because you're turning them over. You're turning it all over to him. You're giving it up because you're saying, Lord, you take this. Because I know you've got me. You've got me. And you take all of this. It belongs to him anyway, but we're willing to let it go because we know that at various times when he tells us to give certain amounts, we're like, okay, Lord, I don't know about this one. Because we think it belongs to us.
We think that's our strength of hand.
That we think, yes, it, we do. We think that's
what's going to get us through. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And he's saying, I don't want you having anything other than me as your strength of hand. He said, I brought you out with the strength of hand.
Yes. Yes, God.
You got your exodus because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yes, yes.
So powerful. Listen, we've gone a few minutes over our expanded dominion. I want to be integrous to that. Prophetess dropped a reminder on how important that is, that it was the Lord that issued our 40 minutes of expanded dominion. And she did. She said, but the Lord said, she said, try to, you know, stick with what he said. Yes. I said, you know, you're right. You're right, prophetess. You're right. Because he did say 40 minutes, it would expand our dominion. And I tell you, Elder Donna, this study was a lot more than met the eye. A lot more. Very, very powerful.
Amen.
And as you stated, Elder Donna, that you don't want to rush the rhema. And God is saying the same tonight. He didn't want to rush just through this one and go to the next. I'm looking forward to hearing from Elder Allison tomorrow night.
Amen. Amen.
We'll extend it over until tomorrow for our Rhema, for our Thursday night Rhema studies. Listen, everyone, just take heed to what we heard tonight. Take a moment after we're done, meditate on the fact that if you want to qualify for God's highest benefits, the more you let go of, the more you qualify for.
Amen.
And that's period.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
Period. And so God bless you guys that were on the line tonight. Elder Donna snaps up to you for a great, 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 great case study. And we'll look to hear from everybody tomorrow night at the same time, 7 o'clock, for Elder Allison's case study that she'll share with us tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Great
Amen.
Job. Amen. Awesome, man.
Yes.
Love you.